SOP 300. Today we're talking about some top shelf podcasting tips. The fact that your podcast is all about your audience, and it's so much about the audience that I invited one of mine to come on the show today.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in so we can have a little me and you time to talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to monetizing, setting up, recording, all points in between, because you know everything you need to start a podcast you can find in one place. It's called schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you want to join in on this conversation, I would deeply love to hear from you. There's a couple different ways you can reach me. One is voicemail. You can call in. It's toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. Now, you can also go out, if you have a microphone, just click on the voicemail button out of the website. That'll send you right on over to me. You can also email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or you can leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. Now, today is my 300th episode of this podcast. Is that a great accomplishment? No, not really. It's not like I climb Mount Everest. It just means I like podcasting enough that I've talked about it for probably around 200 hours plus. And so what I really thought about this episode, and I was like, what? I want to bring some top shelf, bottom line podcasting tips. And I just sat down in the past 40 minutes and kind of came up with these. And I'm sure after I put this out, I'm going to go, oh, I should have said this. But this is what it is off the top of my head. And these are in no particular order, but I do want to start off with this one. It's not about you. It's about your audience's passion. That's a little bit of a thing. I just came up with this. We talk about rule number one, talk about what you're passionate about. We've always said that because there are going to be days when you're tired and you don't want to do the podcast. And if you're passionate about it, you'll still talk about it. And I'm like, yep, that's definitely true. That's kind of rule number one. But in the end, it's really not about you. It's about your audience passion. And in terms of what do I talk about, I guess you could say, but it's not about you. Now, I even do a show that is about me. It's called Building a Better Dave. And even when I do that, talk about me and I talk about my life, I still want the audience to do something with it. I want them to laugh. I want them to cry. I want them to think or groan or learn or something. And so I'll give you an example. I had some minor eye surgery about a couple weeks ago, and I actually had a guy stick a needle in my eye. It was a weird story. I turned gray and white and fainted twice during the operation. And I thought this will be a great podcast. But in the end, I don't know. I didn't really have any funny jokes to go with it. And at the end, I'm like, is this really podcast worthy? And so I didn't put that episode out. I'm always thinking about my audience. I want them to laugh for that podcast. I want them to laugh, cry, think, groan, or learn, educate, something like that. And I don't know. I was just like, eh. Maybe I should have. I don't put out enough podcasts on that one anyway. We'll talk about that in a second. But you want to connect with your audience. It's all about your audience. So that means you got to answer every email, respond to every comment, and connect in as many ways as you can. Because chances are the people that are listening to your podcast are going to be just like you. I prove that in a minute. We're going to have an interview with one of my listeners today. And at the end, we started kind of just chatting like friends, like buddies. And she told me about this tool that you can use on websites. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I was like, oh, we had such a podcast moment where you have people that think alike, but have different, you know, views, different information. And you go, oh, wow, cool. Thanks. It's really cool. You'll hear it happen organically. But, you know, we always say talk about your passion. That is true. That's podcasting 101. But in the end, it's a little bit like you're talking about your audience's passion, but in theory, that's still your passion because your audience is going to mirror your passion. So it's about your audience and it's about passion. And in the end, it's kind of about your audience's passion. Now, here's one. And again, these are in no particular order. But man, was I surprised when I saw this one. This is almost, wow. Pick a schedule and stick with it. I have been putting this podcast out on a weekly basis since 2005. And I have rarely missed an episode. And if I miss an episode, 9 times out of 10 is because I didn't really have anything, what I thought, worthy of talking about. And rather than put one out so I could say, well, I've never missed an episode, I did put that one out where, you know, I farted into a cup and got people to listen to it, but they didn't really learn anything. No, I'm not doing that. Now, here's the thing, though. My first podcast was called The Musician's Cooler. It's a podcast that I have been dealing with this audience for 10 years, 7 years as a podcaster, 3 years it was a newsletter. And to make a long story short, at the end of last year, I just couldn't find anything to talk about. I pretty much said everything I needed to say. My publishing of that podcast was really unreliable. Now, at that time, at the end of 2010, actually even before the middle of 2010, because I really started sputtering towards the end, I was averaging anywhere from 700 to 1500 downloads an episode. My top episode of that, because I had some that went way up there, like I interviewed the bass player of Quiet Riot, that got downloaded 15,000 times. Now, those are Mevio numbers, by the way, so it doesn't mean they're entirely accurate, but nonetheless, things were good. Now, this year, I dedicated to put out a new show every week, even if it's shorter, right? So I had to move things from Mevio. I got a new host. I'm using Libsyn. By the way, we'll talk about Libsyn. I have a deal for you to save money on Libsyn in a second. Put this podcast on Libsyn, and I'm averaging, again, before I was anywhere from 700 to 1,200. Now I'm averaging, because my schedule went sporadic, and I also changed the name of the podcast. Now, I didn't change the feed. Anybody that was listening did nothing. They just saw the album art change and a new theme song. Because it used to be called The Musician's Cooler. That didn't make any sense to anybody. So I changed it to Marketing Musician, which is pretty obvious what it's about. Nonetheless, sporadic hosting or posting, I think, is what really killed it. Because I saw the numbers nosediving when I started that. I'm down to about 150 to 250 listeners per episode, where I was at 700 to 1200. So pick a schedule and stick with it. Now, that or they just hate the new theme song. But I'm pretty sure it had something to do with, for whatever reason, people want to count on you. It's one of the byproducts of podcasting, is when you put things out on a regular basis, people go, wow, this guy's really reliable. And so that's great. But when they go to, hey, let's go talk to Dave, and Dave didn't show up, it's kind of like, what if I invited you to, lunch, and then you show up and you got stood up? Well, if you pick a schedule and you stick with it, they kind of know, hey, on, you know, Mondays, I got a date with Dave. And then you just not show up. And after a while, they just quit looking for you. And the other thing is, there's so much to listen to that after a while, they're like, for whatever reason, apparently everybody assumes that you've died and they unsubscribe. Maybe, I don't know. Would love your feedback on that. Here's my third thought here. Please, I beg of you, abandon the idea of free podcasting. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I just talked about this one. My simple thought is, you can paint with peanut butter. It is true. You can paint with peanut butter, but should you? Probably not. Now, can you podcast for free? Kinda. Should you? No. So I recommend that you get a website where you can host WordPress, which is free. WordPress is free. Hosting it is not. It's about $7 a month. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting and you can get your website. Now, I recommend MediaHost, and I actually have a deal for you. I've recommended Blueberry in the past, and I've recommended Libsyn. I have a promo code where you can go over to Libsyn.com. That's Libsyn.com. Use the promo code SOPFREE, all one word, and you get your first month of hosting free. So that could be $5, it could be $15, $20, whatever you need. That first month is free. And that actually helps support the show. So I appreciate that. Again, Libsyn is Libsyn.com. Use the promo code SOP free. So abandon the idea of free podcasting. I understand. I did a whole episode on that about how, you know, there are all sorts of ways you can save money to find. Basically, it takes about $20 a month to podcast. And if you go bowling, you're going to spend $40. So quit saying it's too much when you'll spend $50 on a video game. Here's the other one. I was thinking about this that I see people do. Resist the impulse to start another podcast. I've done this. I am a victim of this. When you get that first podcast off the ground, you're like, this is cool. And you get a couple comments and you get a voicemail and you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then you go, I'm going to do a podcast about this and a podcast about that and a podcast about this and all of that. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, I got no time to find content. I got no time to promote. And consequently, you kind of water down your podcast. So what I would do, unless you have a lot of time on your hands, it's probably better to focus on putting out great content instead of, you know, expanding your brand or whatever. You know, let's get that first one done. Let's grow that one. Then maybe think about it. But it is a knee-jerk reaction. And I see people do it all the time. They launch that first one. They're going a month and they're like, all right, here's my next podcast. I'm like, really? Already? All right. Another one. Resist the impulse to spill all the beans. We're going to talk about content being king. That's another tried and true one, right? But when you get a giant surge of content, and you're like, oh man, I can't wait to tell all my friends about that. And that's really the feeling I have. When I get something that's cool, like the fact that you can get a free month of Libsyn by using the coupon code SOPFREE, I want to tell everybody, right? Or if I get this other great content, oh man, this is awesome. This is going to be, and you end up doing this like 4-hour mega episode. And then you're like, that was awesome. Everybody's going to love it. Well, no, not everybody loved it because it was a 4-hour episode and they're used to, you know, like 20 minutes. You're like, geez, what was up with Dave today? Right? Pace yourself because there's nothing worse than putting out that 4-hour episode and then you're like, okay. And all of a sudden you look at the calendar, you're like, oh man, it's Thursday. I got nothing for Monday. And then you put out another episode that's cockeyed. Pace yourself as you deploy this information because there's nothing worse than putting out great content. And then you go, ooh, I wish I could have saved about half that. There was really enough content there for maybe 3 or 4 episodes. Because while you're putting those out, now obviously there are times it's, you know, time sensitive. But if you have things that's kind of evergreen, while you're putting that out, you can be finding more content to put out when the surplus of content goes away. So that's another one. We've heard this one. We've beat this one to death. Content is king. If your information doesn't move me, that's my definition. I want it to make me laugh, cry, think, groan, entertain, or educate me. If it doesn't do that, probably means I'm not interested in your topic in some cases, right? If I'm listening to a knitting podcast, it's not really into knitting. So consequently, I'm not going to listen. But if you've got people that like your topic, you still want it to move them. You know, there are way too many options for other things that people can listen or watch. And if you're giving them mediocrity, you know, there's other places where they can go to get things that aren't so mediocre, you know. And that's where I say, what do you want people to do with your information? Sometimes people just give information. I'm like, okay, what is your audience supposed to do with that? How is it supposed to make them feel a certain way? Because they're either going to do something with it or they're going to feel a certain way. You know, why are you putting this out? So content is king. We've said this before. Presentation is queen. So don't forget about your album art. You know, get some decent equipment. You don't have to buy a Heil PR40. They're a wonderful microphone, but you know, you can get by with a $99 microphone and a, you know, $50 mixer. And if you have to, you can use Audacity. It's for free. I prefer, there are other ones like Hindenburg Journalist. There's a Sony Music Studio that's like $45 for software. And make sure there are plenty of ways for people to contact you. If you're looking for sponsors, your website should be kind of clutter-free. You know, also with presentation, I'm going to throw this in here. Keep in mind, people think Howard Stern is popular because he you know, cusses on the radio, things like that. No, Howard Stern was popular because he was giving people information you couldn't get anyplace else. When he first came out, when he really, his star rose, he was giving people behind the scenes look of a radio station. So that's, you know, great content that you can't get anyplace else, and he made people laugh. People think because he's on Sirius now and he drops F-bombs. If you're looking for sponsors, by the way, you know, there's a podcast I listen to that's the Music Biz Weekly. And they just had this whole thing where they just, you know, F-bomb this and F-bomb that and F-bomb. And I'm like, you know, really? What are we, 13, going to go cuss behind the barn now? Really? And they're like, well, that's how people talk. Well, you know, not everybody. You know, and why? Whatever. I'm on a soapbox when I go there. All right. Content is king. Presentation is queen. There's my new one. Promotion is the jack, if we're going to go with the king, queen, jack. Man does not live by content alone. And sometimes I beat that horse a little too hard. Content is king. Content is king. Yeah, but if nobody knows about it, it doesn't matter. Right? If a podcaster talks in the woods and there's nobody around, does anybody hear it? Right? So, and if you build it, they might stumble over it, but they're not going to come. You build your audience. You ready for this one? This is the truth. This is the die hard 99% of the time. You build your audience one person at a time. Now, you need to get to know them, and you could do that by answering every email, replying to every comment, you know, interacting with them. You can also use tools like PollDaddy.com. That's a cool thing. There's a WordPress plugin. Members of the School of Podcasting, you'll see a new tutorial on that. I've been using that. It's pretty cool. SurveyMonkey's fun. Blueberry, Libsyn, PodTrack.com. They also have surveying tools. The things I like about PollDaddy and SurveyMonkey is you get to make your own survey. So you might want to go to something like PodTrack.com and look at their survey. And then, you know, make one similar to yours. That way you don't have to wait to get the information. Plus you can customize it. So, but get to know your audience. Go to where they are. Make friends with them. Notice I didn't say tell them about your podcast. I've said that in the past. I'm updating this. Get to know your audience. Go to where they are. Make friends with them. Then tell them about your podcast. There is, write this one down, there is no giant switch that will give you 1,000 subscribers. Everybody wants that. Where can I go? Is there like a big giant microphone where I can go, listen to my podcast and just, wow, the numbers went up through the roof. No. Now, I would say make sure everyone in your family has a business card that points to your website, because they're going to run into all sorts of people and go, oh, wow, my husband does that. Here's his card. And it doesn't have to have your contact information. Just say, hey, free tips on my topic. Here's the website. Available in iTunes. And then make sure your website, if you're pointing people to it, make sure it's easy to listen to. And then that awesome content that you made will suck them in. But those three, content, presentation, and promotion. And right now, I don't do half the promotion I did in 2005. And my numbers kind of show that. I'm kind of relying on you guys to do that. Hey, go tell somebody about my show. You know what? Hey, Dave, it's not my job to tell people about your show. You go tell somebody about your show. But if you do, tell them, you know, hey, if you want good podcasting tips, listen to this guy. He's a little wacky. Here's another one, and I'm going to make some enemies with this one, and it is strictly my opinion. But I see people put things up to trip over it. You're tripping over things, and you're like, nyeh. If this is your first podcast, your very first one, you're kind of nervous. You're not sure what you're going to talk about. If this is your first podcast, for the love of God, would you please forget about going live? I want to take calls like Rush Limbaugh, and I'm going to do this, and people are going to call. No, nobody's going to call in. You know why? Because you don't have an audience. Stop it. And you've got a podcast at the same time every day and night. So you can say, Thursdays at 7, meet me here. Now, I don't know about you. I can't do that with my life, because I got stuff that just comes up. Now, if you can, okay. But here's the thing. CNET. Now, if you're not familiar with CNET, very popular technology company. They just put out a statement that they canceled some of their podcasts because nobody was listening live. Now, they said very, very tiny amounts of people, I think is how they put it. I have paraphrased that to say nobody. The power of podcasting is people can listen whenever they want. Now, to the best of my knowledge, There is no podcaster who has more listeners live than downloads. Now, this doesn't count people like Rush Limbaugh who put out their show as a podcast. I'm talking about people who started out podcasting. Even Leo Laporte. I always wait for like the sound of angels, like Leo Laporte. Ah, you know, this guy gets bazillions of downloads, right? He has a radio show. Like he's on like radio. Even his show, he has said publicly that his show does not have as many, like not even close, live listeners as he does download. The No Agenda show, they have, I think they said on a podcast recently, they have like, they get like 40,000 downloads. I think they said they get 50 to 100 people. Now look at that ratio. So when you're starting out and you're going to get, I don't know, 60 downloads, maybe the first episode, you're not going to get anybody live. And you've got to do these things now where you've got to set up a phone and you've got to have Skype and you've got to have probably two mixers, maybe two computers going. You're making it harder. And this is your first podcast. Please. Yes, it's fun. It's fun. It's great fun to get live feedback. But when you're first starting out, I don't think it's worth the extra effort. If CNET, great content, huge audience, can't get people to show up live, why do you think you can? That's what I've thought about. I keep thinking about it because, and we're going to talk about this next week. We're going to talk about the podcaster's ego, because there's a part of me that wants to feed the ego. I want to go out and look, I got three people in the chat room. No. You know, why do I want to go through that hassle? And it takes just as much time. Okay, I'm on a soapbox, but that number nine, if it's your first podcast, please, it's not, there are many people who have stated, you know, we're not getting much of an audience live. Okay, then why go through all the hassle? If you're just first starting out, grow your audience and then let them know, hey, we're going to start doing it live. That makes more sense to me. If you've got the time, if you've got the stable schedule, if you've got the extra computer, if you've got the technical note, by all means. But if you're just starting out, key point, if you're just starting out, don't worry about going live. Okay. Number 10, drop the idea that your podcast needs to be, if you could do air quotes with me, please, this long. In other words, yeah, you know, my podcast has to be 60 minutes. My podcast has to be 45 minutes. Where's my timer? I've been gabbing for 23 minutes and we got a 15-minute interview coming up. You know what? I'm trying to stay on topic here, but when I'm done with this, I'm going to tell you about the interview and we're done. And at that, we're done. To me, your show should be just as long as it needs to be to cover a topic and then cut it out. So let's say this was an hour long show. By the time I get done talking about this topic, I got two more bonus tips. We're looking at probably 25 minutes, maybe 27. Okay. We got a 15 minute interview that puts you up to about 40, 45 minutes. I got 15 minutes. Okay, I guess I could tell you about, I was walking the dog this morning and, an airplane drove over and I couldn't hear myself think. Okay. Now, Dave, you talk about building listener loyalty and reaching out to your fans and stuff. How are they going to get to know me if I never talk about myself? Well, key point. That's a great point, really. I would say lead with your best content. You know, if you think about it, TV, news, you know, our top story today, lead with the good stuff so that when you get a new listener, they're like, oh, wow, this is great stuff. Look at this content. Wow, this is fun. I didn't know that. Oh, this guy's funny. Ooh. Then, now that you've kind of got their attention, if you want to throw a sprinkle a little, oh, by the way, I went to the store and, you know, whatever, my dog pooped in the car and I came out and sat in it. That is a true story, right? Throw that in later. So you hook them in with the good content. Do with that. So, but the thing that I see that is wrong is people that think it has to be a certain amount. Now, the other thing I should point out, now, obviously, if your podcast is normally 5 minutes and then next week you do a 90 minute and the week after that you do a 15, and you know, you kind of want people, we talked about how when I had an unreliable publishing schedule, it apparently really jacked up my audience. Well, kind of likewise, if you are really unreliable in terms of length, that might jack up people as well. All right, you guys ready now for the bonus tip here. Quit waiting to be perfect. If you're waiting for the seas to part, if you're waiting for the perfect room to podcast in, if you're waiting for the perfect microphone, and if this would happen, if that would happen, if this could happen, and then the sun and the stars would align, and you know, me, Venus and Jupiter, and blah, and then I would podcast. If only all that would happen. You know, I want to share with you the mortal words of David Lee Roth of Van Halen, one of my heroes growing up. He said, I got a two-word plan, man. Let's go. And that's really about it. You can get paralysis by analysis, and eventually you have to press record, because it doesn't matter. You're going to hear this in my interview with my listener, Tina. It doesn't matter. 10 episodes from your first, you're going to listen to your first one and go, ugh. And that doesn't mean you just, you know, you don't plan, you don't go, you know, try to have a good first impression. But, you know, in the end, you're going to look back because you're going to get better at it. All right. But wait, there's more. It's a super jumbo deluxe tip. Be careful talking about your family, because many times they're the only people listening. So be careful trying to be edgy. I'm going to leave you a little story here. I told you about a podcast I do about myself called Building a Better Dave. The original idea was I was recently single. This was before I met my wife, and I was going to talk about the joys of this 40-year-old guy dating. And lo and behold, I found a wonderful woman and married her. And it's been more or less me talking about the ups and downs of my marriage. But when I first started out, I was going to be edgy. And did some stuff that was almost blue. Right, almost blue material, where I was talking about, you know, if Amish people, because apparently that's okay to make fun of Amish people, because, well, after all, they don't listen because they don't have electricity. And so I brought up this weird, I was going to be weird and wacky and edgy. And I said, if there's no electricity, does that mean there's no Amish porn? And then I made, what would an Amish porn sound like? And I, you know, was doing double entendre, you know, churn my butter, you know, blah, blah. You see where I'm going with, you know, plow my bean field. Looking back, I just go, what was I thinking? But anyway, started dating this woman whose daughter then Googled me, and that's right. What came up? Yeah, the episode about Amish porn, and of course she then told Grandma. So be careful talking about your family. Be careful about talking about being edgy and wacky and things like that. Because, you know, when people, if you're looking for a job and people Google your name, you never know what's going to come up. So keep that in mind. Your future mother-in-law, your future boss, things like that. You never know when that stuff is going to come back to bite you in the butt. All right, well, being that it is episode 300, and I've kind of the theme of this show is the fact that it's all about the listener. When in doubt, if you're not sure what to do, go back and think about what would my listener want. And it just so happened that Tina Smith sent me an email with a great question. And I'm like, hey, you know what? This would be a cool thing. I don't know if I've ever done this. And it was a great question. And I said, I'm just going to have her come on and ask it, because it's kind of a question that will lead to some discussion. So, Tina, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thanks for being a listener. I should say that as well. Deeply appreciated. And your question, if I remember this right, was you're getting ready to start your first podcast episode, correct?
Right.
And you are what's the question, I guess, at this point?
Well, my co-host and I are kind of dragging our feet trying to figure out how to do the very first episode, what exactly to, like, how far we should reveal about ourselves in the very first episode, or if we should wait. And, you know, how much content to put in that first episode as the intro, as the very first one.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about your podcast.
Well, we're both homeschooling moms. And since there's not a whole lot of current homeschool podcasts out there, there's a few, but not a lot. We thought we would start one and just reveal the day-to-day of homeschooling and the hair pulling and the head banging and all the joys and struggles. Okay. as we're going through it.
Okay. So your concern is if you say, hi, this is Tina Smith, that Is that what you're worried about, like revealing your name or?
Well, I wasn't sure if we should just give a little tiny short blurb about us and figure we'll just kind of, you know, they'll get to know us more as time goes on, or if we should kind of go into why we're homeschooling, and because that's a big part of who we are and why we're doing it is our, and everybody has a different reason for homeschooling. So I thought it might be kind of interesting, but I just wasn't sure how in depth we should go. And I don't know, just. Well, wondered if you had any tips.
Well, it's always my advice for how long the podcast is, because I think one of the things that ruins podcasts are people are like, my podcast needs to be 45 minutes long, or it has to be an hour long, because I've heard plenty of hour long podcasts that could have easily been 28 minutes. And I've also heard 28 minute podcasts that I wish were an hour, because they were just such great content. So I always say it should be, you know, just exactly as much time as you need to cover that topic, and mm-hmm. not a second more. So right. Depending on how comfortable you feel, the other thing, since this is your first episode, I should let you know this, that no matter what you do, when you get to episode 10 and you listen to episode 1, you will go, ugh. There's just no way around
undoubtedly.
That.
Undoubtedly.
Because, well, think about it. The first time you tied your shoes, the first time you shot a basket, you're just going to get better at this as time goes on. But usually what I do with the first episode is what I call kind of an episode zero, because you have to have an episode in your on your WordPress site to submit it to iTunes. Unless you have an episode, it's going to yell at you and say this isn't valid and things like that. So you have to have something there. With that, I don't like just throwing anything on you know, episode zero, because that is also going to be the first your first what's the word there? Impression. That's going to be the first thing that some people find you at. So usually, you know, something like you said, like give people an idea of why you're doing this, which will give them a little insight into to you, and you can talk about how long you've been doing and things like that. And then, you know, you can also, what I've seen people do is kind of map out the first, say, five episodes and say, okay, on this one, we're going to introduce ourselves and we're going to talk about why homeschooling. And then maybe episode two is the challenges of homeschooling. And, you know, episode three might be resources for homeschooling and things of that nature. And kind of plan it out that way. That way, instead of trying to do it all in one shot, you kind of know, okay, let's just stick to this topic. Because in some cases, what I have found, if you do, like my podcast has many times two or three topics per episode. And I've done that with other audiences, and I do a podcast for musicians where they actually said, can you just do one topic in depth per episode? Because they like to use my website as kind of a resource. And so they would want to go back and read up or listen about segment two again, and they'd always have to fast forward or they couldn't find it. So depending on your audience, which again goes back to my theme, you know, it's all about your audience. So, you know, you might even do that. Throw out, you know, hey, my name's Tina. Here's my co-host. We're doing this podcast. Here's why we like homeschooling. Here's why we started the podcast. Here's, you know, what we like. Here's what we dislike. And then throw it out to the audience. What are the challenges that you're facing in homeschooling? What are your questions about homeschooling? And that they may give you the topics that you're looking for. Now, of course, the obvious thing is there, it's your first episode. So if your audience isn't that big yet, you're not going to get a huge amount of response from that. But you never know. If you can find 10 people to listen to that you know, that first episode, and two of them give you some hints or tips, you know, that just takes, and they told two friends, and they told two friends, and it's about building that relationship. So that could be another thing you could do. What were you think of doing, I guess, at this point?
Well, I was kind of thinking that we would do it as a, you know, this is who we are and what we're about and how we kind of see this podcast going, and of course it'll evolve over time, but you know, this is what we're thinking of and how we'd like to do it. And we've already kind of broken down a little outline of what our regular shows will probably consist of, you know, her reviewing one thing, me reviewing one thing, and you know, going back and forth that way, and maybe put a little time limit, otherwise we'll go on forever. And but I wasn't sure if we did the very first episode with a little bit longer about us, if that's going to end up being a little, like, I didn't know if that would really grab people as much as getting right into, like, well, here's a curriculum we like, and here's a link, and here's a, you know, I want to tell them who we are, but I'm not sure exactly how far to go on the very first episode.
being your first podcast, record it and listen to it. Maybe let your family listen to it and some friends. Get their input on it. Don't let your mom hear it because your mom's going to tell you it's phenomenal.
Of course.
But, you know, you can get her input. You never know. You get those on occasion. It's like, wow, that really stinks. And then it hurts when it comes from your mom, but, you know.
The hardest critic will be my husband because he's a video photographer and editor. And so he's very critical about that stuff.
There you go. Well, that's kind of good. Somebody good to have in your camp. And there are people that I see, they get paralysis by analysis and they never release anything because it's just not exactly perfect the way they want it.
Right.
And I always say, you know, if you shoot for perfect and you miss, sometimes you end up at really, really good. And so I hate to hear when people have great content, they're not releasing it because it's only really, really good and not perfect.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping that the casualness is what I'm kind of looking for with this kind of thing where we're just kind of, you know, having a casual conversation among moms like we always do.
There you go. When podcasting first came out, one of the things that people really liked about it is it wasn't, and now over to Tina. And Tina talks about something, 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 and today, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it's just more of a conversation. And I actually got involved with some folks at the B-Movie Cast, and they have a huge community over there, and that's their whole thing. They said they love it because it's like walking into somebody's living room and just catching up with old friends, kind of eavesdropping.
Hoping for, you know, maybe if there's some families that are trying to decide if they want to homeschool or not, they kind of see what it's like inside our brains and what our days are like, and you know, if they really want to do it or not. Or maybe sympathize, you know, other homeschoolers can be like, oh, their day goes like that too, okay, cool.
I gotta tell you, that's a great point. I do a podcast about weight loss. Now the interesting thing is I keep losing weight, and I also unfortunately keep finding it. And I have more people write in that say, Dave, I really love your podcast. And I told my wife, I said, I'm inspiring people with my failure. And because they keep saying, it's glad to know that there's somebody like me who has the same struggles and the same, you know, they're going through the same thing. They're like, they felt like they were alone. Like, you know, everybody else is losing weight and I can't seem to do it. And said, the fact that you're being honest and you're saying what works for you and you're saying what's not. So that could be a great kind of edge again to your podcast, is letting people know that, hey, if you're thinking of homeschooling your kid, here's a way to kind of know the ins and out of it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and most of the stuff that's out there right now is either no longer active. A lot of the homeschool podcasts are, you know, they pod faded ages ago. And the current ones are people who are no longer homeschooling, who it's a fabulous podcast, but I wanted something that was somebody who is currently right now homeschooling, and it didn't exist, so I thought, well, there's one, and that's actually quite good, but I wanted another one. So there you go.
And that's a great point, because I always tell people, if you're going to be a jockey, you better go watch some races. And so the great thing about listening to other podcasts is you can kind of take notes and say, ooh, I like the way they did this.
Right.
I don't think I would do that. And in the end, you end up with something that, okay, yes, there are other podcasts that are on the same topic, but they're not going to have – your background, your insights, and in the end, it's going to be something completely different and special and wonderful. Do you have a website picked out yet?
I do, savvyhomeschoolmoms.com.
Awesome.
It's just got the default WordPress theme right now.
Right.
While we figure it out, we're waiting for a logo.
There you go. Well, speaking of other websites, I know you are involved a lot with, for lack of a better phrase, mommy stuff. So, where else can we find you?
mommychats.com is one of my sites. I have a local one called fresnofamily.com for people in the Fresno area in California. And I also have homeschoolrealm.com. And my latest is Tina's website shop. Tina's website shop.com.
There you go.
So, been doing it for since my daughter was brand new and she's 11. So
wow.
I've built a lot of different ones.
Well, there you go.
Get a new passion, get a new website.
There you go. And are you using WordPress for all of those?
I do. I've recently, well, not recently, but I slowly converted them all over, and now I have every one of them is now WordPress. I love WordPress.
What's your favorite themes?
Well, I make them myself, actually. I have Artist Steer, and I build my own.
Ah, there you go. I love that program.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
I'll ask you one more, because I know I told you this was going to be long and I'm tying up your whole evening.
Oh, that's okay.
Do you have Artist Steer 3?
Yes, I do.
Does that work with the menu system in WordPress?
I think so. Yeah. It works. And then I have this add-on for it also, Templateer. Have you heard of that one? And it gives you extra functionality as well.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called Templateer. I think it's thetemplateer.com. I'm not positive. You could Google it. I'm pretty sure it's called Templateer. They talk about it all over the Artisteer forums.
Okay.
I keep hearing it recommended. It gives you extra functionality. So when you export your theme from Artisteer, it doesn't do anything in Artisteer, but when you export it, it adds these extra functions. So when you go into your dashboard in WordPress, it has like advanced features in the theme that you can tweak a whole bunch of extra things. So you can put things like, you can put clickable links in your header and move the search box and stuff like that.
Neato.
Yeah, it's very cool.
We've just had a podcasting moment.
Yeah.
This is what it is, you know? It's, you find people on the internet doing the same thing, and you're like, going, there you go. That's really cool. You just, let me ask you that, since I have you on the horn.
Sure.
Is that okay? Can I hold you for
absolutely. The kids are in the other room. I'm good.
Because here's the one thing that I've I'm not looking for like a giant butt kissing thing, but it's I want to know why you like my show.
Well, I like that you're just so like relaxed, and you just make it seem so easy. The way that you talk is so natural and calm and relaxed, but not put on, not like you're forcing it or something. I don't know. It's just, you're easy to listen to.
Okay.
So, and then the tips, and I love the musical transitions in between the subjects too. I love that.
Well, that
not that I ever fast forward, but
if I know what I'm doing right, I'll keep doing that. So.
No, you definitely have the voice for it. That's actually one of the reasons why I didn't start such a long time ago when I thought podcasts were so cool and I got really into them. I was like, I don't have the voice for it. But then I was like, you know what? Who cares? I'm just going to do it because it's going to be fun. And I started listening to a lot more mommy podcasts, and I love the way that back and forth with the moms. And I thought, if we could have something like that where they were homeschoolers, that would be perfect, because I like the back and forth with the moms, but they were working moms and I couldn't relate to. So I'm like, I need the back and forth with the homeschool moms. So I'm making one.
There you go. Exactly. And just to answer that question, if you go to Geek News Central, this is the guy that wrote the very first book on podcasting. His name's Todd Cochran. He runs the Blueberry Network.
Uh-huh.
Todd has a unique voice. It's not the radio deep guy. You know, it's kind of high pitched. If you listen to Shrink Wrap Radio, Dr. Dave, and I forget his last name, he's kind of got this kind of thing going on. You know, you don't have to have the radio voice. And I always, you know, I don't think, to me, I just sound like me. I'm not trying to, you know.
Well, I've always hated my voice, but I'm like, I'm a good talker, though. I babble, so
well, there you
I
go.
Should be pretty good at this. And with my friend there to keep me in check from going off on a different tangent, then we should be a good team, I think.
There you go. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me on episode 300.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And like I said, if you have any questions, you got my email and you got my number. So
I do. I will definitely be in touch.
All right. So that is my interview with Tina. Tina, thank you so much. That was fun. It was so spur of the moment. It was great fun. And so for me, you know, she's starting a podcast about homeschooling. She wanted to know how much to share about herself. I say again, you know, since her audience doesn't know you, maybe do that after your content. And, you know, you can explain your motives, or you can give behind the scenes stuff. You know, I just wouldn't lead with it, I don't think, at first. But the great thing is, here's the great thing about podcasting. If you're Tina, you can tell me to pound salt. And you can do your podcast however you want. If you want to lead off with a half hour thing about here's who I am and here's why you should listen to me, go right ahead. It's your podcast. You get to pick how long it is. You get to pick how frequently you publish. You get to pick the theme music. You get to pick all the stuff. It's your podcast. But please never forget that as much as it is your podcast, it's really about your audience. Because if you forget about your audience, they're going to forget about you. I think that's really, really true. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Want to remind you that you can get a free month of hosting at libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com, using the coupon code SOPFREE. And that is who this podcast is hosted by. Want to remind you that you can start your podcast using my step-by-step tutorials at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I would love to hear from you. Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com is my email. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. You can click on the voicemail button out of the website. You can leave a comment out at our blog. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for listening for 300 episodes. If you want to hear some of the older episodes, go to, here's one. This, I looked at this. I'll point you at my Libsyn site. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/old. And you can actually go back and listen to the stuff from 2005. It's absolutely hideous. But Tina went back and listened. She said, wow, you were clairvoyant. You said, now that, what was the one thing I predicted? That the iPhone was coming to Verizon. She said, wow, you were prophetic or whatever. So she went back and listened. She also bought the iPhone app. You can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/app. Thanks for tuning in. And until next week, that's me sticking to a schedule. Class is dismissed. I will see you on the inside.